My name is Brandy Walker. I am the Gateway Guru, and welcome to Throwing Light. A light bulb moment is basically something helpful in 10 minutes or less. Today, I wanted to talk about self-care for activists. So in the first episode, I read a poem that I wrote that was a blessing for activists, for healers, for people who help other people. When I was conceptualizing this podcast, I realized that I ultimately wanted to create something that could be used to help people who help people, something to refresh your heart, your mind, and your soul. I think that's a big part of my purpose. And why I am here. For me personally, although I have a high sense of justice and I really want to do good work in the world, sometimes being a caretaker is a struggle for me because, like I mentioned in the first episode, I'm a bit selfish. But I have this theory that selfishness can be a gift. And so it's a gift that I want to give especially to people who feel burnt out and worn down from taking care of others, whether that's people or animals or the planet. So this first light bulb moment is my gift to you. I want to break down what self-care is. I think it can mean candles and bubble baths and fancy stuff that costs a lot, or, you know, just taking time for yourself, but it doesn't have to. Sometimes the best self-care is going to bed early, saying no to an appointment that feels draining, setting up really good boundaries for yourself, going for a run, not going for a run, reading, playing with your puppy. For me, it often means meditating and dreaming and journaling and planning. I think that it can still include taking care of others if that particular exchange feels renewing for you. And not to say that every time we take care of others, it should feel renewing, but in the realm of self-care, it should. We can't do self-care 24/7. I'm not advocating that. But what is interesting to me is that we often feel like we can give of ourselves 24/7 without receiving from the God of the universe or our spouse or our parents or our friends. There are seasons when we do have to give and give and give, and there's not a lot of built-in replenishment. The thing is, we're not machines. You are not a machine. During those times, I believe strongly that you have to build it in. And sometimes you have to be sneaky about it. You have to use covert, clever tactics. And I think that you're basically playing the role of the trickster in your own life, which can be refreshing on its own. What that looks like sort of is up to you, but it has a playful sense. Self-care should not feel like another thing you have to do. It's playing. It's joy. It's fun. I've been reading Mudhouse Sabbath by Lauren Winner, which is about various Jewish spiritual disciplines and how the Christian faith can be strengthened in the practice of them. She talks about Shabbat. I hope I'm saying that right. That's the Jewish Sabbath. She reads this passage from a book called The Stranger in the Midst by Nan Fink, which was a memoir about her conversion from Christianity to Judaism. On Friday afternoon, at the very last minute, we'd rush home, stopping at the grocery store to pick up supplies, flying into the kitchen. We'd cook ahead for the next 24 hours, soup and salad, baked chicken, yams and applesauce for dinner, and the vegetable collant or lasagna for the next day's lunch. Sometimes I'd think how strange it was to be in such a frenzy to get ready for a day of rest. Shabbat preparations had their own rhythm, and once the table was set and the house was straightened, the pace began to slow. "It's your turn to get in the shower," I'd call to Michael. "Okay, but it's getting late,"
he'd answer, concerned about starting Shabbat at sunset. In the bathroom, I'd linger at the mirror, examining myself, stroking the little lines on my face, taking as much time as I could to settle into a mood of quietness. When I joined Michael and his son for the lighting of the candles, the whole house seemed transformed. Papers and books were neatly piled, flowers stood in a vase on the table, and the golden light of the setting sun filled the room. Shabbat was like nothing else. Time as we know it does not exist for these 24 hours, and the worries of the week soon fall away. A feeling of joy appears. The smallest object, a leaf or a spoon, shimmers in a soft light, and the heart opens. Shabbat is a meditation of unbelievable beauty.
I can't really think of anything in my life that I have experienced like that, except maybe Christmas and Thanksgiving, which is not at all the same, but it's the 2 days of the week where kind of the world takes off. And Shabbat, Sabbath, is not the same thing as self-care, but I think that there is a holiness about self-care. The Sabbath is about honoring God. I think self-care is about honoring the spark of the divine in each of us. You, as an activist or a caretaker, you may do your work to illuminate that spark in other people. Caring deeply for yourself in rich and nourishing ways can be a way of illuminating that spark in yourself. And if you believe in the concept of what Richard Rohr calls the true self, or what John Philip Newell calls our central self, which is essentially that spark of divinity, after all the extra fluff of our egos have been like stripped away, I think self-care can be a very practical way of doing the work to remove those extra ego layers. You are acknowledging your humanness, your fragility, and in that, you're acknowledging your divinity, the center of you, the part of you where the divine flow runs through everything and everyone. I thought about giving you ideas here, you know, in this episode for actual self-care things, but you can find that anywhere. And it's different for everyone. I know that some people are resistant to even the idea of self-care, and I thought that it might be important to talk about why we should practice it in the first place. So thank you so much for listening. If you liked this light bulb moment, if it was a light bulb moment for you, I would be honored if you would leave a rating or a review on iTunes. I'll see you soon.